Welcome to this evening's episode of Rush Hour. I am your host, Kelly Rush, and we are a production of America Matters Media, the home of quality conversation. You can check us out on the web at americamatters.us. That's americamatters.us, and we are also on Facebook at facebook.com/Reno Rush Hour. And this is an interactive program. We would love to have you join us. If you could call toll-free from anywhere in the world, 844-790-TALK. That's 844-790-8255, or you can just drop a line in the comments box on the Facebook watch party as soon as I get that started. And I've got some really special guests in my studio today who will also be back tomorrow evening, although you won't see them on air. I've got Christiana Frank and I've got Chris Bond, and they are with this incredible organization called Applied Improv, and they both do other things too as a day job, but this is a group that I'll let you guys explain it because I'm going to trip all over it, but it's incredible. And we're having a seminar here, a meetup here at our studios here at America Matters Media in the Reno Town Mall, 4001 South Virginia Street, right at the corner of Peckham in South Virginia, across from the Atlantis and the Convention Center, from 5:30 to 7:30 tomorrow night, Tuesday, the 14th of January, 2020. So we would love to have you come to that. It's free. And so I'm going to kick it over to you, Christiana, so you can explain exactly what Implied Improv is and how it will benefit our listeners and viewers.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for having me,
thank
Kelly.
You for coming.
I just love
so
it here.
Excited.
It's so cozy in this studio. I will just make one little correction, because tomorrow we do have the event, the Applied Improv Network Meetup, and it is free, but it's from 6 to 8.
Oh, 6 to 8.
And we did it's that because your radio show.
Oh, I thought 5:30 was kind of like people show up and kind of sort of get situated.
Oh, definitely come at 5:30. I'll be here.
Okay, the actual program runs from 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm. And I brought I'm bringing Kind bars, if anyone likes Kind bars.
Yeah, so there will be refreshments. So we'll have some water and.
But yeah, so that's going to be tomorrow, and then it is free, and you can register at the Applied Improv Network RenoTahoe.com.
Yes, please register.
And if you register, that means you'll get a Kind bar. I'll know how much to buy. So, or how much not to eat tonight. So yeah, but what this is the Applied Improvisation Network is actually an international approach to utilizing improvisation in corporations, education, mental health. And what Applied Improvisation is it's taking the methodologies of improvisation, but you're not going for the funny ha-ha. We're not putting up skits
and scenes. It's not improv comedy, per se. Yeah.
No, you know, you end up laughing and giggling while you're connecting, which is, it's just a huge bonus, you know, because we get to have all those happy chemicals released. But it is taking the methodologies of that, and it's infusing it into your daily life and practicing communication so you can build those neural pathways. So when the stakes are high, you're giving a presentation, you're connecting with someone, it's just there for you. It's your new normal. You've practiced giving information, connecting, receiving, you know, responding mm-hmm. versus reacting.
Developing a comfort level with communication.
Exactly, exactly. And you know, too, it's so neat because we get such a diverse range of people that come in, whether it's a doctor, a politician, a mom, folks that are coming in where they understand that if they practice, you know, listening, focusing, that that will grow a healthy brain. Mm-hmm. And then it does just transfers over into work and life. You know,
absolutely.
And I'm really, really excited, too, because sitting next to me is Dr. Chris Bond, and he has, I've met him, how long have I known you?
We met last year in the spring.
In the spring, yeah, so we've known each other for a while, but it's just very exciting, because here's someone, I'll let him tell you a little bit about his background, but here's someone who has just this very... I'm not coming up with the word right now, but an extensive background working with people and systems and communication. Mm-hmm. And he has worn the hats of a superintendent, running leadership programs. And he really went, when he saw it. And so we had that excitement grow together. But I can let you, if you don't mind, I'll just throw you on the hot seat.
Well, thank you, Christiana. And thank you, Kelly, for inviting me tonight.
Mm-hmm. So good to see you again.
Thank you. you know, I always joke around and tell everybody that I go and fix broken school districts, but the truth is they fix me. It's an evolutionary process, and we learn every time we go through this process. And I'm really big on systems thinking or systems dynamics. And I believe that the results that a system is earning or achieving is exactly what the system was designed and created to do. One of the things that I have found in education is that we get so focused on academics, reading, writing, and math, that we forget that there's a hidden curriculum that's probably a lot more important, whether than kids can solve algebra problems, and that is, can they communicate, can they collaborate, can they show empathy and compassion? And ironically, I believe that we're finding that we have a huge deficiency in those areas, because our students are glued to technology that synthesizing that for them. You know, the computer is doing it for them. They have very little sense of color, sound, smell, sight, because something is doing it for them. So that part of the brain isn't developing in the neuroplasticity or the release of the dendrites. So when Christiana Frank came in to meet with me, I thought it was just another, you know, dog and pony show trying to sell me some, you know, one fix it all. And I don't believe that programs, and I don't believe in programs. I believe people, and believe in people and investing in people. And one of my big things is that I'm about neuroplasticity, and I'm about building dendrites, which helps train behaviors that we need as part of that hidden curriculum, learning compassion, learning how to make eye contact when we speak, being gentle and soft at times, and being firm and strict at other times. We've lost that ability to do that with our students, and then yet we give them these math problems, solving algorithms and doing order of operations, but they don't know how to apply those skills because they don't have the ability to do those things. So Christiana Frank came in and she did a needs assessment with my faculty and staff, and I found out right away that it was going to increase engagement. And I don't like to use the word engagement. I like to use the word of student active participation, because it's overt and it can be measured.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Well, we've got to go to our first break. We will be back for the second segment of today's Rush Hour with Kelly Rush, Christiana Frank, and Chris Bond, talking about applied improvisation and the free Applied Improv quarterly meetup happening here tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the America Matters Studios right after this. Stay tuned.
Businesses, writers, check this out. Go to lrpnv.com to get your printing, publishing, and professional services today. Need a virtual office? A place to receive and forward your mail with professional address and suite number for your business? Someone to answer your telephones? Want to rent a conference room for only $15 an hour? What about that book you've been wanting to have printed? LRP Printing and Business Center can do it for you, and they have a professional assistant on site daily, Monday through Friday. Just call 775-356-1004. Need copies, business cards, invoices, books, booklets, or graphic design to help brand you or your business? Just call 775-356-1004 or go to lrpnv.com. With a great selection of new and used books, you can get your printing done and a book to entertain you in your time off. And don't forget, you could have your business sponsoring the Bookhound Radio Show, just like Andrew Martoni, author of Little Man on the Map, does every week. Just go to lrpnv.com. That's lrpnv.com or call 775-356-1004. They'll provide solutions for your business and writing projects.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
This is America Matters Media on AM 1180 KCKQ,
a Lotus broadcast station.
The power of radio since 1967.
Want to expand your advertising dollar? Sponsor this or any America Matters program by calling 775-827-8900, extension 2. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to the second segment of today's Rush Hour. I'm Kelly Rush, and I have my very special guests and dear friends of mine, Christiana Frank, who is with Christiana Frank Consulting, which is her day job, and Applied Improv, Implied Improvisation Network, whatever the heck that is. I've been doing this all day. The Applied Improvisation Network, and Chris Bond, who is the superintendent in his lovely suit over there, of what district?
Fort Sage Unified School District in Northern California.
There you go. And came all the way over here just for us.
Thank you.
Will you be there tomorrow night?
Yes.
Wonderful. And your doctor, I really should give you the honorarium there. Dr. Chris Bond. Impressive, because you're younger than me, you jerk.
Call me Chris.
And you are just brilliant. I was saying off air, I'm a heavy duty process and procedure type too. I was an IT consultant for 17 years and built networking and, you know, like base level network and infrastructure communications systems with, you know, I was originally a Lotus Notes consultant, huge career limiting move there, but I loved it. And then switched to regular just kind of network and infrastructure stuff. So it's all hardcore process and procedure. Oh, I also managed software developers. So again, and so I get it, and you're right, and we need it. And man, this applied improv speaks right to it. Not only for kids, today's adults need some process, procedure, and structure.
Yeah, or just a reminder and practice.
Just some reminder and practice. Mm-hmm. And I think they want it. I think, you know, I've seen an interesting snapback. We were talking about this on an earlier show I was on today that I do with the West Hills Hospital, CEO of West Hills Hospital, Nadine Dexter, called Mentally Healthy Reno, West Hills. And we were talking about mental health, which this also, you said,
right,
applies
exactly.
To. And we're talking about, I felt this holiday season, like with 20, to me, 2020 is a huge tipping point. And I feel we've been kind of coming to this. And I felt like this holiday season wasn't as frenetic as it has been in the past. The ads were more subtle. I didn't feel all that people were all shoppy, and I didn't get all the crazy emails and stuff like that, like usual. And I feel like this year, it has this momentum, this, you know, new decade, 2020 particular as a number, clear vision. You know, I feel like people are kind of clamoring for new, for better, for...
That gets me really excited.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, those words, I just want to jump out of my seat, but because it always brings me back to, you know, where is our authentic self? Mm-hmm. You know, so the systems-based approaches is new for me. You know, I've been doing this thing, this applied improv thing for 21 years. And for me, at the root of it all, it's about feeling really comfortable in my own skin, or helping my client or my clients feel comfortable in their own skin, you know, getting that practice so they can retain the information they need to, without worrying about, you know, all these external things that are happening, and then be able to deliver that information. You know, a lot of the groups I work with are really highly intelligent people, and they can retain so much information, but they can't share it with anybody. And I, last time I was on your show, I had just come back from Stony Brook, where Alan Alda, the Center for Scientists, had been. And, you know, I'm surrounded by all these scientists who are just brilliant. And I kept thinking as I was sitting in my seat, what do they know that I want to know? What have they learned? What are they discovering that they're just having a hard time presenting because they haven't had the practice talking in groups or talking on stages? So to me, it's just so simple why I do what I do. And I'm just so grateful that folks like Dr. Bond and folks like, I'll call you Chris, sorry, folks like Chris, you know, Renown has taken an interest. Yes. Just that there
people are starting to look at it. They're looking for it.
But they're making it theirs too. You know, so they're making it theirs. They're applying it, or employing it rather, mm-hmm. into their daily lives, and they're showing me things that I go, oh,
integrating,
yeah,
and yeah, sharing, and I just so much great stuff is
and
going on.
Everybody I work with, working with Chris, I have learned so much more about my job working with someone like him.
And I'd like to go back to a conversation that the two of us had when you went and did the conference with Alan Alda. Is it Stony Brook?
Mm-hmm.
But it was very interesting when you came back to me and you were talking about how these brilliant scientists were in the room, and many of them had done amazing work, but they didn't know how to present it to the world so that mm-hmm. it could be peer-reviewed or critiqued, because they, for some reason, were either in a situation where they didn't learn or develop that skill, or because we now live in a society where we're so critical of each other. And I was even thinking back to my own school, you know, here we are pushing, applying the knowledge that we learn mathematically and all these skills that we're learning in the classroom and using it in a real life situation. So we call it project-based learning or culminating activities. And yet we're putting these students together in groups and we're saying, okay, create this massive, amazing project, and the five of you are going to work together, yet they don't even know how to work together.
Right.
So it's just a huge disaster. And then I even take that a scale up. I teach at the university as an adjunct faculty in the graduate program. And when I would give my graduate students in leadership projects to do, the biggest concern was is they didn't know how to get along with each other. They'd all go and isolate themselves and get bits and pieces done, and then they would come and try to put it together and make it work, and it wasn't functional. And it was, again, it wasn't that they didn't know how to do the math, the science, the theory. They didn't know how to come together and be human.
Yep.
And they didn't know how to look at each other in the eyes or how to stand. I mean, one of the things I think is so powerful that you teach to my students, and not just my students, my faculty and staff, is body language and posturing, and you know, because we're reading those cues all the time, but unfortunately we're also not reading those cues because we're so plugged into the technology nowadays, we're not able to look at somebody in the face and know if they're angry or frustrated or upset. So then it appears that we don't have any empathy or compassion for people at times. And so this creates a huge burden because we're supposed to be preparing students for life outside of the walls of our schools. And just like you're talking about, Kelly, the thing that's interesting is it's all symbiotic. I mean, mm-hmm. what we're teaching our kids is absolutely the skills that need to be learned in the IT world, and it's the same work that needs to be worked in the medical
manufacturing
profession.
World, or the, exactly. I mean, everything in life is a process or a procedure. Everything.
And we're pack animals. So getting right. along and understanding multiple perspectives
right.
and having that empathy, is a big thing I'm working on mm-hmm. right now in developing curriculum, is being able to do that organically or know what your body looks like. I have so many stories that ran through my head when you were talking about different developments I've done or trainings. And one just popped out in my head, this gentleman, after the first 10 minutes of just doing nonverbal body language, neutral position kind of stuff, he comes over to me very, very upset and frustrated, and he goes, I had no idea that's what I looked like. I had no idea. And then about a week later, he comes back to me and he goes, you know how much easier it is for me to do my job and connect with my family? Just by not crossing my arms was his thing or whatnot. But just that one little change can make all the difference in the world. Or that ability to focus just a little bit longer, or listen without thinking about what you're going to say next, or yes-anding an idea, and then I could go on forever.
Sure. But. Well, and I think a lot of people just aren't aware of their mannerisms or how they come across, or, you know, because, I mean, nobody's going to tell them.
Right.
You know, most people, I will. But most people aren't going to say, hey, dude, you know, you standing there with your arms crossed there, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what you
want. With that look on your face, you're telling me you don't want anything to do with this. And chances are that, you know, some jerk in the hallway spouted off at him, or you know, handed him an extra report to work on or something, and that's on the back of their mind, and they're, you know, half with you, and it has nothing to do with you.
And I'm glad you bring that up, because a lot of behavior isn't malicious or intentional.
No, it's rarely about you, regardless of even if it's directed directly at you. You know, right. If you haven't directly provoked it and you know that, it's not about you.
Well, and I like to say that, you know, Christiana and I have been working on a concept of deliberacy. And it's, you have to force yourself to do things so that the dendrites and the plasticity occurs in the neurons in
the
brain.
Yes.
So just to do it one time, to know that you're doing it and just to do it one time isn't enough. You have to deliberately make yourself do things. Like she does an activity where we have to stand in the perfect posture to accept communication, because when we're crossing our arms or crossing our legs or putting our hand on our hip, we're communicating something to somebody, and it may not be what we want them to recognize about us. And so I've had to work on that myself, because I tend to cross my hands or fidget with my fingers, or I'm having my phone in my hand.
Oh, God,
and people
yeah.
are watching that all the time, even though I'm paying perfect attention to the people around me. And if you were to ask me a question, I could convey everything that you said, but the perception is that I don't care. I'm not. So I have to be very deliberate in my behaviors, because I need the plasticity in my brain and my dendrites to start creating new behaviors so that it becomes part of my personality and my characteristics.
Right. It takes 21 days to
new normal,
to create a new habit.
Get into new normal.
Yep. We've got to go to another break. We'll be back for the second half already of today's
Fast
Rush Hour with Christiana Frank and Dr. Chris Bond after these messages. Stay tuned.
Destination Midtown. Experience the difference. Reno's premier shopping extravaganza. Everything imaginable and more. Midtown matters. Get down to Midtown.
A new garage door from Overhead Door Company can drastically increase your curb appeal and security. Check out quality garage doors from the genuine original Overhead Door Company of Sierra Nevada, Reno. Quality service in the heart of Midtown. Look for the red ribbon logo.
Midtown Reno. Experience the difference. Get down to Midtown. Midtown matters.
Are you caring for an older person or a loved one who needs assistance? Paragon Home Resources can help you maintain their independent living for as long as possible anywhere in the United States. We offer property management services to deal with all facets of maintaining the current home. We can also assist with obtaining a reverse mortgage to free up home equity to pay for home care and other needs. And should your loved one require assisted living or a move-in with a family member, we can handle the details of selling the home for the best possible price. Paragon Home Resources can assist with helping you sort belongings to determine which will be kept and those that require an estate sale or donation to charity. Your Paragon Home Resources coordinator will be accessible through a convenient toll-free number. As part of our service, you'll get a needs assessment to determine the services that are necessary. Caring for a loved one doesn't have to be stressful. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more, 1-855-474-7227, or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.
Wainema Ranch Wild Horse Sanctuary, a preserve dedicated to keeping America's wild mustangs and burros running free. Wainema Ranch, 29 miles north of Reno near Hallelujah Junction, an amazing site to visit. Over 130 of God's majestic animals at home on the range. Experience the beauty and wonder. Give at WainemaRanch.com. That's W-Y-N-E-M-A Ranch.com. Or call 775-384-4444. Wainema Ranch.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil. A has-been. Full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech. No gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
This is America Matters Media on AM 1180 KCKQ,
a Lotus broadcast station.
The power of radio since 1967.
Unable to listen to the whole show? A recording of today's program will be available later today. Visit americamatters.us and click on the podcast link. Now back to the show.
And welcome back to the second half of today's Rush Hour. I'm Kelly Rush, and as I said at the top of the show, we are an interactive program, so you can give us a call like our next caller did, Sharon, at 844-790-TALK. That's 844-790-8255. Or like I always say, just drop a comment in the box on the watch party at facebook.com/Reno Rush Hour. And Sharon, can we take your call? Welcome to the set.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks
Sharon.
For calling.
Hi, Christiana. How are you?
Good. How are you? You know, should I introduce you real
I'm
quick?
Good. Yeah, well, that'd be great.
You're going to do better at it than I am, for sure. But Sharon is going to be joining us tomorrow, and she is going to be running an activity for 20 minutes. And what she does and what I do is it's again, I'm going to grab your word, symbiotic. It's very close to empowering people to feel confident with speaking and connections. So, Sharon, what do you think about all of this?
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night, and it's a little bit, you know, edgy for me because I'm not an improv expert. But what I do is I coach people in a way that's called coactive, and that literally means being together in action. And the coactive way is sort of infused in improv in a lot of ways, and vice versa. So I've had some exposure to improv in my training, and I love it. I so wish that I had had more of it early in life. You know, we're all on this hamster wheel, and I love what Dr. Bond said about neuroplasticity, and I love what Christiana is doing to help people practice this stuff, because it's not something that comes naturally for all of us, and especially with technology and the pressure of our lives, we can get so easily out of connection with each other and out of awareness, and boy, do I know that from personal experience, so this is great stuff.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you join us tomorrow. And so I think it's going to be a surprise because I don't even know what Sharon's going to be offering, but I do know after meeting her and looking into some of her work, whatever she offers is going to be what was supposed to happen.
Of course,
yeah.
It always is.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I can't wait to meet you tomorrow, too. And tomorrow, what we're referencing is free Applied Improv Quarterly Meetup from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. tomorrow night, right here in my studios.
Thank you so much.
At the America Matters Media Studios here at the Reno Town Mall. And we are located right across the street from the Atlantis Casino Resort and the Reno Spark Convention Center. And the physical address is 4001 South Virginia Street. And you can give us a call if you need directions or anything like that. Of course, 844-790-8255. Or just look us up on Facebook. You know, search for us on the web. We're not hard to find at all. Sharon, yes, that's going to be great. And I'm really looking forward to it. And did you have anything else to say or any questions for us?
Well, I could. Oh, that was not for me, Sharon. Did you have anything else to say or any questions?
No, I mean, you know, anything you want to chat about, I'm here.
Well, you know, it's funny. I got a couple.
No agenda.
I got a couple emails from folks that are pre-registered, and you can register. And again, it's free at AppliedImprovRenoTahoe.com, and then it's on Facebook. There's a little Facebook page as well. But I got quite a few people asking for And somebody must be doing some research on improv, but they said, you know, I'm running this business and we're having a hard time coming up with new creative ideas. And so typically I theme these in the moment. I wait to see who shows up. I kind of get a feel for the crowd. If anybody's emailed me or has some questions, front loads it with questions. But I'm really leaning towards, after the emails, theming it out is creating something out of nothing. I mean, it's still going to have the authentic communication, building the neural pathways. It's still going to tell you and talk to you about how applying or employing this at home or at work. But I think I'm going with the theme creating something out of nothing.
Well, and I also think the thing for me that I really enjoy about your network and when I've come to your trainings is that you can be vulnerable in a very safe atmosphere. And you can have a lot of fun. And I'm currently working on a book right now for educators in the leadership area that says that my principal uses the F word. It's the title of it. And it's because somewhere along the way, we have developed a society or a school in the United States that if students are having fun, they must not be learning.
Right.
And so we've taken the fun out of our schools. And again, this is what you've brought back to our school. I mean, our attendance has improved in our school since you've been there. Students are saying that they're... activities are a lot more engaging. Again, I don't like to use the word engaging because you can't really measure that, but there's a higher level of student active participation. And again, I believe it's because you're working with our faculty and staff and our adults so that there's a sustainability, so that when you're not there, on the days that you're not there, and they see that kids hit the roadblock, they can get them out of their seat and they have tools in their toolbox. I find myself using this in my own personal relationships with my family, how I stand, how do I talk to people, making sure I put my phone away, turning my ringer off, all those things that, you know, we work in a business society, and I'm not here to badmouth technology, but because it has its role, and if we don't use it, we're not going to be proficient in the 21st century, but we are losing our ability to communicate and to be compassionate and empathetic. Like we had talked about before the break is, you know, we're real quick to get angry at people, but people give us the best they know how. And if they don't know how, who's going to be there to teach them? Our families, you know, there was a time in society when our families, one person worked and we can pay our mortgage and our house payment. So there was usually somebody in the house, a grandmother, an aunt, a parent, that can teach our kids some skills. But now all of our parents are working multiple jobs. People hardly see each other. The only way they communicate is through is text message. There's no eye contact. There's no touching. There's no hearing differences in pitch and tone and voice. There's no communication going on. It's a different kind of communication, and we're losing that. And I think we need to bring that back to our schools, especially because we're preparing people for the real world. And in the real world, we have to learn to get along and work together. I don't believe that our students are doing things, or even our adults in society are doing it maliciously. It's not intentful.
No. I just think they're not aware. I mean, just don't think they're aware. They, like you said, they're doing what you only know what you know until you learn something else. You know, I popped into me. I was at UNR teaching a class, and this gal comes in, and you know, she's got a kind of little group following her, and she just looks very together, and she looks very excited to be in the class. When the class was over, she stayed behind, and she just dropped to the floor, and she just starts crying, and she says, "You know, I don't feel connected. I don't feel connected at all to people." And so this specific person has been coming to my classes on a regular basis, and her not just the mental health, but her physical health has improved just by having something new to do in these social situations, or a takeaway or a way to connect with somebody has made all the difference. And that leaves space to learn new things. If you're too riddled with, I can't connect with people, I can't talk, I don't feel important, or nobody's listening to me, that's what your brain is thinking, and then you're on that hamster wheel that you talked about, and there's no room to learn and share in that atmosphere.
Yeah, and that it's tough. I get there. I you know,
we're human. I get people that call me and say, "Hey, your social anxiety class, I don't think I can go because I have social anxiety," and I'm like, "That makes sense." I say, "This is a safe place for you to come to. This is where you do the practice in the low stakes environment, and then you build it up into your muscles or your brain muscles, and then when the stakes are higher, that's available for you.
Deliberate
your brain.
Deliberate.
Tell me, so many adults will tell me in my work with corporations and with leaders, that they that it's embarrassing to them to do something that they're not competent at, to do something where they know they're going to feel stupid. And then we start talking about the times in their life when they've felt the most alive and when they've grown the most. And it's been in those situations where they push themselves out of their comfort zone or allow their comfort zone to grow just a little. My good friend
Harmony, who is a musical poet, says social media has truly affected how humans communicate. It's sad, and she's right. We talked about this before, and it's really true.
And I truly believe
isolation
that the cures for many of the ailments in our physical world have existed, but many of those went to the graves with the people because they didn't know how to communicate that, or they had this fear of being critiqued. I believe, you know, just as you spoke when you went to that science community, I believe there's cures for cancer and hunger and deadly diseases, but those ideas aren't being shared because we're so critical as a mass, and we're real quick to start conspiracy theories. And so it may not be perfect, but if we don't get those ideas out there so we can manipulate them and modify them and tweak them so that they can become usable. But I do believe that we have some genius people out there that are doing great and amazing things, but their ideas aren't being shared with the world because, again, we've lost our ability to collaborate and communicate.
Look at global warming. This whole massive, only one thought is possible, and it's absolutely happening.
It's a whole nother show on climate grief for us.
Yeah. You know, that this only one way or the other. You know, we've gotten into this polarized,
in a lot of arenas we've got
And why? Because it benefits people at the top of the one side or the other. And if you really talk to the people, we don't really feel that way. It's only the propaganda of what's being said by the media and the people in charge who benefit on the one side or the other. So it's very interesting, and when we see how this is all going to shake out over the next recent, upcoming bit of time, because it's happening. It's going to happen. So we've got to go to a break. We'll be back for the fourth and final segment of today's Rush Hour with Kelly Rush, Christiana, and Dr. Chris Bond. After these messages, please come back.
At A Proper Fit Footwear in the Reno Town Mall, we've been accomplishing happy feet for over 30 years.
We offer a various range of shoe styles and sizes for both men and women. From all-season shoes and orthotics to work boots and safety shoes, our professional and reliable staff possesses the knowledge to help you find the proper shoes to fit your needs. Hard to fit? Hard to find?
A Proper Fit Footwear is here to give our customers happy feet. We make people aware of potential foot problems as we're sizing their feet, suggesting the right arch support, and guiding them to the proper shoes for their needs.
Stop by A Proper Fit Footwear at 4001 South Virginia Street in the Reno Town Mall today and allow the owner Mike Jones and our fabulous staff to find the perfect pair of shoes tailored to your specific needs.
A Proper Fit Footwear in the Reno Town Mall, the home of Happy Feet, where comfort and your feet meet.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You're invited to join Business Connections with Anita every Wednesday from 10 to 11 a.m. here on 1180 a.m. KCKQ America Matters.
To join the conversation, call 844-790-TALK. That's 844-790-8255. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to the fourth and final segment of this evening's Rush Hour. I am Kelly Rush, and I am with Dr. Chris Bond, superintendent of the Northern California something or other.
Yeah, Fort Sage Unified School District.
Fort Sage Unified School District, which, tell me about the district. What are its challenges? What are its successes? And tell me about some strategies that you can share for helping, how you have brought it up using applied improv and strategies for parent and child communication.
And again, I'm going to wrap it back around to systems thinking. Mm-hmm. Because the results that they were getting are exactly the results the system was designed to give them. It is a blue-collar community. The parents are working hard. Most of the parents, two-parent families, mm-hmm. which is really mm-hmm. a powerful thing when mm-hmm. you look at communities nowadays. But both of those parents are working multiple hours. It's a small rural community, so people have to commute long distances to go do things like grocery shop and go to the doctor's appointments and get their cars fixed.
What's the nearest recognizable town?
We're about 30 minutes south of Susanville in California, and we're exactly 1 hour north of Reno.
Okay.
And during rush hour, it could be 2 hours to get in. And so it's a very strong community. The parents are working hard, but often the kids are relying on social media. They're relying on technology. One of the things that I do when I go into districts and I help them through reorganization is I get rid of homework.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons I get rid of homework is because, number one, with the new standards and the complexity of the things that kids are having to learn now, I mean, I'll take it down to scale for you that our fourth graders are learning algebra skills that we didn't even have access to until we were in eighth grade.
For what?
And it's just the shift in mindsets. There's this mindset that if we start things a lot earlier, our kids will get smarter. But I believe
that
if we give kids more of a bad thing, it doesn't make it in things better.
Oh, my
better.
God.
But I honestly believe going back is that more importantly than doing the homework, families need to be able to sit at the dinner table and make eye contact and eat together. I think those choir practices and soccer outings and being
worst
involved in 4-H and the fair, I think those are far more powerful than going home and doing 30 more minutes of algebra. And in fact, I would prefer that my students be with my teachers who are algebra teachers or my English teachers or my social studies or math teachers getting that one-on-one instruction. I don't want to put that burden on families. It just creates undue stress and frustration,
and
they lose those communication skills.
And if you can't get the instruction and the work done during the school day, why?
Usually
what
because
else
you don't
doing?
Understand. Yeah.
And the teacher, what's wrong with it? I mean, to me, that's a leadership issue, and that's a higher even above. That's an administration issue that there's too much in the curriculum, or shouldn't.
I take it a step further. I think that there's a lot of legislators out there that are being led by educators to believe let's make things a lot more complex and things will get better. But let me put this in scale for you.
Companies, or,
exactly.
You know.
Well, let me put this into scale for you. If you were an elementary teacher trained 20, 25, even 10 years ago, you were not formally or classically trained on how to do algebra instruction in the classroom because we didn't teach algebra in fourth grade or fifth grade or sixth grade. So now
they probably can't do algebra.
We've moved it down and they're supposed to teach it to mastery to a group of students. And then when they're not getting it in class, we say, take it home and hopefully your parents can help out. And what that does is it creates those communication barriers and the defense mechanisms go up. Oh, and so now we have families that don't even talk to each other over simple things like homework. And so I would rather have my students belong to Future Farmers of America or play soccer or be in a band or sing in a choir or go to church or do those things that develop that hidden curriculum, those social skills and emotional skills that we need as adults and humans.
I agree. But you have to be careful with that too, that you don't have too many of those.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. I mean, there's got to be balance.
Yeah, yeah. Because I know, you know, that like when I was a kid, I was in everything. And it's just, it can.
And you don't have time for yourself.
You can get overloaded.
Exactly.
You know.
Well, sometimes our adults, as adults, we try to live vicariously through our kids. You know, another recommendation that I would make, and I do this on purpose because there's a lot that I need to work on as a leader in my communication with my staff, is I come to Christiana Frank's applied improv sessions, and I know you and I have met there before, and I'm very deliberate, and I get up and I force myself, you know, I want to sit there and read my cell phone because I get about 300 text messages and emails a day, and if I don't sort through those, I get behind, and I want to do it, but it forces me to put it away and make sure that I stand there with that open posture, make sure that I'm not telling people no, but, and learning how to say yes, and give me more ideas, let's look and think outside of the box, and more importantly, I get to laugh. You know, the work day gets really stressful and monotonous sometimes, and it just to get around other like-minded professionals and people that are struggling through this and just to be able to be vulnerable and laugh. And so then I take that back and I model it to my staff. You know, Christiana comes and she works with my staff, and what I really loved about her is that she was willing to customize what we were doing. See, we're really focusing on empathy and compassion this month because our students a lot of times don't take the time to listen to why people's hearts are broken or why they're hurt. Even adults, they're real quick to criticize and condemn. And again, I believe it's a defense mechanism because it's been happening to them so much that they only know how to respond in those ways. So we're trying to teach them other ways to acknowledge that people are hurt or people need help or to recognize different things. And Christiana's going to be working with us on that. But we're going to do it in a safe environment so that they can practice it over and over and over again and not learn it the first time when they're in the grocery store or they're at the mall or they're getting their first job.
Sure. And I'll just put this out there to our listeners and viewers that you too can join us, and this is tomorrow, here at the American Matters Media Studios. It is a free applied improv meetup from 6 to 8 p.m. And you'll get to not only learn about this, but actively participate, and it is so much fun.
A lot of laughter.
So much fun, and we have refreshments. So, what do you got to lose?
Absolutely.
And right here at our America Matters Media Studios, again, 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow night, Tuesday, the 14th of January, and we are at 4001 South Virginia Street. Across from the Atlantis. So we would love to have you there. Chris and I will be there. Of course, Christiana is one of the instructors. And it's a blast. And it's different every time. And
And you'll walk away knowing somebody new and making great relationships with people and networking. And I think that's another important piece is just getting in the room to see other people and, you know, I met you there.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And that's been a great...
And we ended up talking, you know, for over an hour afterwards even. And so, yeah, I mean, if you just like to network and meet other people, this is a great way to do it. But more particularly, if you don't, and if you have trouble coming out of your shell or communicating or, you know, speaking out in meetings at work, when you really know that, you know, you've got something to say and you're just not sure, you know, how to break in or that timing or whatever, or, you know, the holidays we just got through the holidays, and a lot of people have big families, and, you know, you get that sitting around the dinner table and, you know, the whole family politics. And you've had this one thing bubbling up or whatnot, and you would really like to put it out there, and you just don't know how. And there are ways to do it without being confrontational. And you can get things resolved. You can resolve things, contentious things, without being confrontational about it. It doesn't have to be big and ugly. And a lot of times we build things up in our heads and make these dramatic scenarios about how a conversation will go, and then by accident or happenstance, the opportunity for that conversation happens, turns out not in a confrontational way or not in a dramatic way. It happens, gets resolved, and you're like, all that time, and that's all it was?
Well, I find it ironic that people always use the excuse, well, we just didn't communicate, or it's a lack of communication. But communication is two-way. It's multiple-way. So if you're not communicating out or receiving communication, or the other person involved or persons involved aren't doing it, there isn't no communication. And so I always tell people sometimes that when people use that term, that there's a lack of communication. There's communication. It's just we're not receiving what needs to be communicated, or we're receiving it incorrectly. Mm-hmm. And then we develop our own assumptions and put up our defense mechanisms. Mm-hmm. So we have to really be deliberate in our practices, again, because the brain is developing all the time, and we have to activate those dendrites so that we retrain ourselves to do things correctly, because we don't do it right all the time.
Real quickly, for those who aren't aware, dendrites are the nerves in your brain that have the little branches at the end.
Yes.
that catch, you know, they send and catch the impulses to each other and then process.
And the more that we practice things, the more we grow those branches in our ability to catch and receive information. So we're actually teaching our brain to communicate to our behaviors, and our behaviors to communicate to our brain.
That's correct. So it's pretty important stuff. So Dr. Chris Blum, thank you so much. This has been absolutely terrific. And Christiana Frank Daniels of Christiana Frank Consulting and Applied Improv, Improvisation Network, I should say. We will be here tomorrow evening, 6 to 8 p.m. And you can go to the Reno Rush Hour page. But you can go to, I believe it's appliedimprovisation.com, but just go to Reno Rush Hour, and 6 to 8 p.m. right here, America Matters Media Studios, tomorrow night, the 14th, Tuesday. We'll see you here.